Medical tourism is a growing business. Countries like India and Thailand have developed reputations as destinations for patients looking for surgical bargains, procedures that cost a fraction of what patients might pay back home. Now, countries closer to the U.S. are trying to break into the market. Andrew Fishman traveled to one of them, Colombia, and filed this report.
Let's go back in time a few years. The global economy was booming, and analysts were saying Americans were pouring out of the country for medical procedures. One projection said the number would reach almost 11 million annually by 2013. Colombia, which was seeing huge improvements in safety and tourism, decided that they wanted in on the action, too. They've been building facilities specifically designed for medical tourists.
Everything is new. Everything is new.
Dr. Sergio Franco is the head of cardiovascular surgery at San Vicente de Rio Negro. It's a new hospital, less than 2 years old.
It's amazing.
San Vicente de Rio Negro sits on a country road in the lush green hills outside of downtown Medellin. The middle of nowhere, really, except that it's only a few minutes' drive from the city's international airport, perfect for patients flying in from abroad. The facility is massive, but San Vicente only focuses on six surgical specialties, ranging from organ transplants to cosmetic procedures, all of which are popular with medical tourists.
If you want to be one of the best in the world, you have to start with a facility like this one.
Franco says foreign patients come here to get the same quality services that they'd find in the U.S., but with a more caring approach and at a fraction of the cost. One patient told me a heart surgery he needed would have cost as much as $286,000 in Houston, Texas. In Colombia, it was only $26,000. Those savings also attracted Jeff Daniels to Colombia. He's a Brooklynite in need of some serious dental work, and his insurance wouldn't cover it.
I'm getting a dental implant and several crowns. I got two root canals.
And the list keeps going. This is his second trip to Medellin in a month, and he'll be back a few more times before he's through. On his first trip, Daniels was kind of nervous. He doesn't speak Spanish, and he'd heard about drug cartels and crime, not to mention the ongoing internal conflict that's killed hundreds of thousands of people, mostly civilians.
I expected it to be like kind of a war zone. Just the opposite was true. I find it to be no more dangerous than New York.
And that's exactly the message that Colombia wants to get across. They've handed out big tax breaks and have pumped millions into ad campaigns like this one.
Colombia, the only risk is wanting to stay.
As a result, tourism is way up, and medical tourism is growing too. New hospitals and clinics are popping up all over the country, usually with affiliations to big-name hospitals in the U.S. I visited one in Cartagena that just broke ground a few months ago. They're even going to have a beach resort right there for patients and their families. But the numbers aren't as promising as analysts projected back in 2008.
Maybe, from what I've been looking at, less than 20,000 people a year. This is not millions of people.
That's Kay Eklund. She's an American nurse who has interviewed hundreds of surgeons in Colombia and written three guidebooks on medical tourism. She thinks the option to go abroad for people without health insurance can save lives, but she's also worried about the cost to Colombians.
When you attract your top surgeons to an exclusive destination tourist facility, you've also robbed everybody else of the opportunity to be treated by the best and the brightest.
Nonetheless, these types of projects keep moving forward in Colombia, and at least for now, there's no telling if their bets will pay off. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Fishman.
And this is NPR News.